Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS. It's the weekend. Doug, what's on your itinerary?
Well, I'll be working this weekend,
oh,
Tim.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. I've got a very close relationship with a little lady I call journalism, and I'll be taking her out tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday night. It's a tour de fare.
The cat.
You're giving her a lot of attention, aren't you?
Right. That's how I roll.
I got to work tomorrow for Blues Hockey. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
You're on that? What are you doing? Working the desk, Jack?
No, I'm going to work the... I guess there's going to be an ice rink downtown, and they're going to bring some, I believe, former Blues over there to promote hockey in St. Louis. So I'm going to do some of that. And that's about it. That's the only thing pressing.
Doug, I have breakfast with Santa tomorrow.
Oh, you're doing that already?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun. Going to frighten the child?
That's offensive.
You sitting on his lap, or?
That's offensive. It was offensive the first time. It was more offensive the second time.
Well, the mic wasn't on the first time. I don't know if you heard it.
I would imagine at this point, having about 100 days of Jameson's personality, I would bet heavily on him crying when he is put on set. But if I'm not holding him, random reason not holding him, he's crying. So just in general. But maybe if Santy does good works... Maybe
Tyler did that. He cried with Santa. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll cry for a couple of years.
So that tomorrow morning, and then I'll be on DraftKings and try and make another run like I did this past weekend with a huge shipping. My guess is I will lose a lot of money.
Well, you may. I would go ahead and bet on that Raider game because that's the one that's going to make you some money.
Which Raiders receiver do you feel has value?
Cliff Branch. Said that earlier.
You shipped last week.
I did.
Yeah.
Fourth place. It was big. It was big. So now I have money to play with this week. And Doug, I'm going to try and win the million. If I win the million, I will still come in on Monday.
You would? You'd still do this job if you suddenly had $1 million?
You know, Dave Glover and I were discussing that. Like, yeah. But the thing is, the difference for you, and I'm talking about Dave, is he doesn't have to get up super early. That's the difference.
Yeah.
But I kind of, you know.
That's a life changer.
As far as playing like golf, so you have the 6 or 7 months here where you can do that. Hell, I mean, it's December 1st and I'm supposed to play today. Once you're done at 10 o'clock, you can go out and do that. And I enjoy doing that. So I don't know. Yeah. But I mean, the answer is yeah. And I think we would all, I'd get us all cars with rims and they would spin.
I would just spend a lot of time briskly walking around the mall.
Would you really?
If I had that, you know, that's something I've always wanted to do.
White tennis shoes?
Yeah.
Doug, every Friday here on the program, we get that fantasy football advice for you to win the million from DraftKings with friend of the show, AVN Hall of Famer, and SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio host, Lisa Ann, brought to you by DB's.
DB's Sports Bar in Soulard presents AVN Hall of Famer, Lisa Ann.
Do you still travel the country and feature it all, or is that also in the past?
Nope, I hung up my stripper shoes as well. No more clear heels for this kid.
She's now a champion of the SiriusXM Celebrity Fantasy Football League and joins us for hashtag FFF.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's Fantasy Football Fridays.
Oh, wow.
Well, you really have carved a niche, girl. I'm proud of you.
And now, here's Lisa Ann.
Lisa Ann, are you there?
Presented by DB Sports Bar in Soulard, where awesome food and drinks are served by some of the finest girls in St. Louis.
Doug, ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure to welcome to the radio program on the Appliance Discounter phone lines, Lisa Ann. Lisa Ann, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Nice. Oh, you're back in LA and we have that crystal clear signal.
Oh, it feels so good, right?
Were you in Australia?
So much better. I was. I've been to Australia, New Jersey, New York, Lake Tahoe this week, and I'm done traveling.
That's
I'm
it
done
for traveling. A while?
For a little bit. Yes, for the month of December, when everyone's out traveling for the holiday, I like to be tucked in.
Does L.A. kind of shut down during Christmas because people leave, or what goes on?
It's the greatest ever. The week between Christmas and New Year's, there is no traffic here. Everyone's gone. It's just perfect. It's probably what L.A. was like maybe 40 years ago.
That sounds good. Hey, let me ask you a real quick question. Tegan Presley made a return.
Yes. How exciting for everybody.
I agree. We were discussing that in the break, how excited we all are. Tegan Presley made a return, and Tori Black made a return to shooting Boy Girl, and both dropped on the same day. First question, do you think that was a coincidence? Second question, whose return do you think will have a greater impact on the industry?
Well, first thing I'd like to say is I think it was kind of a waste for them to drop on the same day. You know, anyone in business knows you would want to, you know, spread this out a little bit, have some impact for both of them so they're not really competing against each other. Tori Black has a more current name and I think a more current internet fan base. Remember, when Tegan kind of stopped shooting and was working with Adam and Eve, we weren't really, Brazzers wasn't the full thing yet. It wasn't all about Pornhub yet. So I think just in general, Tori will have a larger pull from the get-go, but yet you have Tegan who's going to pull in the tat crew. She's got such beautiful tattoos. Both of them, I will say this, both of them have gotten prettier as they've gotten older.
I agree with that.
Both of them. I mean, Tori Black has always been just gorgeous. Like when you're in front of her in person, she doesn't need any makeup. She's just stunning, and she's striking because she's about a foot taller than me. So, you know, probably like she's probably 5'11". I'm 5'2" almost. And she's just gorgeous, just naturally pretty. And Tegan, I just think she's really grown into her face and her body, and she's got beautiful hair. So both of these girls coming back is great for the industry because they're both stars.
What did Tegan look like before she grew into her face?
She just had that younger look, you know what I mean? That just young girl kind of thing like Jenna Jameson had when she first got into the business.
It's a nice analogy.
Yeah.
But yes, I do find her absolutely beautiful now.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember, and Doug, I don't know if you know this, Anna Marie for Christmas, and I think it was Christmas 2009, or was it Christmas 2010?
I don't know.
Okay. Got me as a present a trip to the AVNs. And so we were there in 2010, Lisa Ann, as Tori Black won her Performer of the Year. And I remember Anna Marie going, my God, she is absolutely beautiful regarding Tori Black. Like if you see Tori Black, because as you said, she's 5'11", you go, she must be like a model.
100%. If you see Tori Black on the street, you're definitely thinking she's a model. She's just gorgeous. And I love to see that look infiltrate back into the business because it's soft, it's beautiful, and she's just so easy on the eyes.
Doug, I agree. Now, which one do you think is going to last longer in the comeback? Some people think Tegan's going to do a hit and run. What do you think?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, both supporting a bunch of kids. You know, that's
really?
A big one, right? Both of them have a bunch of kids. Yep.
I thought Tegan had one daughter.
Oh, no. There's been many more since her departure from the business. Many more.
Huh. Basket.
I think for both of them, it's smart to capitalize on what they have, you know, and they're both young enough that this comeback is like, I think they're both in their early 30s. You know what I mean?
Doug, are they both in their early 30s?
I don't know. I would think it would be difficult to have a house full of kids and say, you know what, I think I'll go back into the porn business.
Well, luckily,
that be a hard thing to do?
Yeah, I mean, being that you're going for breakfast with Santa tomorrow,
that's what I got
this
tomorrow,
would be a lot to process.
Yep.
And by the way, I heard earlier, you know, I like to eavesdrop with you guys because you have such a fun show.
Nice.
The taller men thing. So my mom.
You were listening 25 minutes ago.
Yes, I was. I love to patch in early and just listen. I'm sorry, but that helps me put some notes together.
All right.
My mom and my dad, my mom's 5'11 and a half.
Really?
My dad is almost 5'2".
What in the world? How about that?
My mom wore ballerina slippers to the wedding. And she towered over him and they didn't last. So what's funny is when they broke up and later on I went back and I asked them both for wedding photos, they both did the exact same thing. They cut each other out with like an X-Acto knife. So the spot next to my dad is like this huge empty spot. It makes him look even shorter because he gave my mom some headroom when he cut her out, right? So it looks like there's this 6'5" spot that's empty next to my dad. And then my mom's this tiny little spot where she cut out my dad to the top of his head, so he looks like this little person. It's very strange.
What do you
very
think about it, for you, but you're five, what'd you say?
Two,
you mean, five,
not
two.
Even five, two, yeah.
So I mean, you're going to be going out with are guys who are taller than you,
of course.
But are you like because a lot of women like have the thing 6 feet and above.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I've dated a guy that was like 5'7". The big difference is if you put on a big pair of heels, you're kind of like eye level. And when you're as short as me, like I'll take a 6'10" guy for the mere purpose that when anywhere we are, I can ask him like what's going on up there. Because if you're in line, like let's say you're at the line in a concert or a game or something. When you're 5'2", you can't see around you. You're pretty much just waiting to see when you get up to the gates will be open. So a tall guy is like a, it's like a little telescope for you.
Okay, it's a
you
nice I mean? Thing. It's a just periscope. Just a tall man.
Yeah, periscope. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I'm 5'8". I don't take offense to it that women find taller because it's I feel like it's just like something that's biological. But it's not across the board.
No, but I think it's a security thing, and I think it's a thing. You know, it all depends what you grew up with too. Like my grandfather was 6'4", and so I just remember, you know, just thinking how nice he looked when he was dressed up. He always wore suits, you know, back in that generation, even to go to the airport, my grandfather put on a 3-piece suit and a top hat. And nice. You just see someone like that and you're like, wow, you know? So yeah, I think it's an image of what you have growing up. And I just also remember looking at my dad at 5'2" and looking at my mom later on in life and going like, what were you thinking? You know what I mean? Like you guys look weird together, you know?
Yeah, I've never really heard of that. I can think of, was it Gene and Casey Kasem? There was a thing there. Remember Casey Kasem's tall blonde wife?
Yes.
And then Casey
See,
Kasem.
I think that looks hot when a shorter guy's like with this big bodacious blonde who's a foot taller than him. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, it seems like that's been Tom Cruise's thing.
Well, he can't help it. He's just short.
Right. Yeah. He's like 5'6", 5'7".
Maybe not even.
Yeah. Have you been around Tom Cruise?
I have not, but I think he's about, I mean, we could look it up, of course. We have statisticians around, but I think he's pretty short and wears lifts.
No, you can see
in movies when you look at other actors, I'm always comparing actors to each other who can stand by who. If you remember Entourage, Jeremy Piven
right. Very
seldom stood by Vince because it doesn't frame well for the cinematographer to shoot. So you have to find a way to have someone in the middle to balance it out.
How tall is Piven?
Piven's short. He's like 5'6".
Really?
Yeah.
Eric Connolly, who played...
Yes, he's short too.
He's shorter. He's got to be shorter than Piven. I got to look all this stuff up. Doug, I'm busy today.
All right.
It's all about framing.
Have you ever dated a smaller guy yourself? A jockey, maybe?
No, I haven't.
It's Kevin
Connolly. I haven't. You know, I haven't. I don't want to date anybody smaller than me.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of women feel that way.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with it.
No.
But yet, jockeys can make bucks. You know what I mean? I think that's an untapped resource. Good idea.
All right. Lisa Ann, Kevin Connolly is listed at 5'7 on the internets.
Okay.
And do you think Jeremy Piven is taller or shorter? Taller?
Maybe the same. Taller, I want to say the same or shorter.
All right. Let's take a look. I bet that he's listed taller. He's listed as 5'10".
Whoa. That's a farce. I think he paid for that. There's no way he's 5'10".
I wonder if I can pay for that and get myself up to 5'9".
All right, then we deem you now 5'10", okay?
Your wiki page, we can put anything on your wiki page.
Jerry Ferrara, who played Turtle, was 5'4". Have you met him?
Yeah. No, I haven't, but...
Short cast, Jack.
Short cast, and then Vince was so tall.
But he's only 6 feet tall, but he looks super tall because he's with a bunch of guys who are under 5'10".
Exactly.
Turtle's only 5'4"?
5'4". I didn't know that.
Who the hell is Turtle?
He was on Entourage.
You never watch Entourage?
No, I don't watch Entourage.
What? You never watched Entourage?
I'm pressed for time.
He was dating Jamie Lynn Sigler when she was actually on the show.
He was
a real girlfriend.
And he looked like Turtle then. If you see him now, you know, he's really thin. He's been in some movies and some other TV shows. He's actually a pretty good actor.
Yeah, he has been, hasn't he?
Yeah. He pops up once in a while.
Okay. Lisa Ann, I had a big score last week on DraftKings, which was nice because I've been losing so much money every Sunday. And I kind of go into each week going, I'm going to lose. Here's what I'm going to lose. It's going to tilt me, but I'm going to do it because I like the sweat of having just at least one team to con myself into thinking I'm going to have a big hit. And it finally happened this past weekend. If I can remember my roster.
You had to have Antonio Brown, I'm sure of it.
No, because for DraftKings, the big pot games are only 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. or in your case, 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Starting times, or 10 a.m. I guess, instead when 1 p.m. starting times. So if you can think back, Julio Jones was the one you had to have last
week. Had to have Julio.
Julio Jones.
How about Mohamed Sanu chucking one out there to Julio Jones?
That was like, huge. It got him going because I don't know if he, I think he had one touchdown all year and then he had three last week.
No, you are correct. He had one touchdown going into that game.
Yeah, yes. That was insane. So he put up 53 points. I had Joe Mixon, which was a bit of a contrarian play because the Bengals had the 32nd most effective run offense going up against the best run defense. People probably wouldn't think of that with the Browns, but they did. Mixon had a big day. And then I went heavy on Rams and Saints with...
I went heavy on Rams last weekend, too.
And that's because the corner situation in New Orleans, but with Breeze, Kamara, Woods, Cooper Kupp, and Ted Ginn, I had Jack Doyle, and then the Patriots defense, and that got me fourth in...
You cashed, right?
Huge cash for me, anyway. Cash for me. And so I keep doing a lot of research on this thing, and what the key I have found is finding like that play. And I'm not talking about an obscure one, but finding the play that you know has a higher floor but has the potential to have a really high ceiling. That's because if you just start throwing darts with like the number four receiver on the Broncos, odds are you're not going to hit. If you do hit, great, but it's so rare. So a Mixon play would fall into that category, which again goes back to the phrase I use over and over again. Game theory. And that's why you've
been so right. 100%. It's all game theory.
So, Doug, you just hit the gong.
Yeah. Sounds like she's lemonading to me. She's saying whatever to suck up to you.
Lisa Ann doesn't know me.
Okay.
So, along those lines, Lisa Ann, we have a full slate this weekend for the first time since like week four or five. A lot of options. Who is the play this weekend that would kind of be your Joe Mixon from week 12? Who would be the Joe Mixon of week 13?
Well, let's go back to a play I played last week. Jamal Williams. He was only 2% owned, running back from Green Bay. He got me 29.5 DraftKings points. So for me, I looked at Green Bay as, what do they really have going on? I think this could be another big Jamal Williams week because they're going up against Tampa, which we've all realized somehow Tampa has fallen apart, completely fallen apart. I don't think there's going to be a lot of good action in this Denver-Miami game, so it's just not worth going there because a lot of people are going to pick Denver over Miami and automatically clutter their lineups with those easy picks in it, and it's a play just not worth it. This Philadelphia-Seattle game is going to be the game that people stay away from because they're afraid. People still don't believe in Carson Wentz, which blows my mind. The Eagles are so good. You can do anything in Philadelphia right now because everybody's getting one.
You think people will stay away from the Eagles? I was just saying that's my lock of the week next to the over on Ohio State, Wisconsin, is that that game is going to have like 60-something points.
I do. I think people are going to be afraid because, look, people are going to shy away from Doug Baldwin. Doug Baldwin hasn't had quite the impact they expected overall so far this season, but he's kind of in every other or every three games, just like Paul Richardson's for Seattle. So you can look at these players and your percentage of ownership is really helpful. Everyone in Seattle is going to pick Jimmy Graham. They're going to spend the big money for the tight end, which yes, Jimmy Graham is going to get him, but you can go a little bit cheaper and allow more room in your lineup by playing Richardson or Doug Baldwin.
Doug, there it is, a little contrarian play. Now, you have to play a primetime slate in order to get that Eagles and Seahawks game. But I think that thing is going to have so
Now, what do you think about Josh Gordon playing this weekend in Los Angeles?
A lot of people like the idea of seeing Josh Gordon and what he can do. He could fly under the radar from an ownership standpoint because he hasn't been playing. The play I like as far as Los Angeles and a wide receiver is a game that isn't going to be in Los Angeles. It's going to be in Arizona, and that's Cooper Kupp. The secondary wide receiver going up against the Arizona Cardinals really benefits because Patrick Peterson blankets the top wide receiver.
Right.
And that's why you saw last week, for example, Marquise Lee not have a big week, but Dede Westbrook, a guy I really like this week, get 10 targets. And even though it's the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's getting a lot of targets. And that's, again, that's where you raise that floor up and the ceiling has big potential. But Josh Gordon, I think people would see that as well. The thing about it is the Cleveland Browns just, even if it went, because they're behind all the time, even then they still just don't do much through the air. So you can put action on Corey Coleman. He had a big 44-yard catch to start things last week, and then he only wound up with a couple more catches and 58 yards, I think. So I just don't know if Kaiser gives you enough upside to invest in a Cleveland Brown in a GPP play because of the fact that the Browns just aren't going to put up much points. And on top of that, Lisa, and the Chargers defense has really looked good lately.
They have, and so has Keenan Allen. I mean, I've been riding Keenan Allen quite a few leagues this year and have been patient. But boy, between Keenan Allen, Kamara Aiken, and Alvin Kamara, and Jimmy Graham in one league, I was like, okay, I got 70.
You have all three of those?
Yeah.
My God.
I've been riding Kamara all season because I didn't believe in Mark Ingram. But listen, there's enough work for both of them. And Mark Ingram has been a stud here and there. But, you know, it's taken the game away from Drew Brees. So Drew Brees owners are suffering.
I'm dying with Drew Brees.
You're dying with, right? You're dying because he's just not throwing it up there as you expected it to be. And so what do you do? But, yeah, I really am thrilled to have them.
Let me ask you this, sister. Rex Burkhead, what's a word on the street?
Man, it's one of these situations that the fearful factor of playing, but you got to play him this week. You really do. Because you don't want him on your bench in a season-long league scoring 27 points and breaking your heart.
And in a PPR league, Doug, you got to like that. Because I feel like he's going to get at least three targets. It's just with that Patriots running back situation is just... I mean, if you start...
You know what? Belichick just trolls us.
That's what I feel like he does.
He doesn't want us to make any money on DFS. He doesn't want us to have any happiness within his system there. If you don't... Like, for me, for the Patriots, the only player I always focus to own, two players, Tom Brady and Gronk. Now, this year, I did get some shares of Brandon Cooks. But my thing was, you never know what Brady's going to do because he spreads the wealth so much. So you might as well just fight to own Brady and then get your points that way.
And forget about Burkhead.
Well, I have him in a couple of leagues that I'm going to play him.
But if you look at like the first few games of the Patriots season, if I'm not mistaken, it was Gillislee. Now he's a healthy scratch.
I had Gillislee, and then he went away. After week seven, it was like, what do I do with this guy?
Well, it was Gillislee, then James White, who now is essentially relegated to nothing. He gets maybe two targets a game.
Yep.
Burkhead, but then he got hurt. Burkhead, and now it's Deion Lewis.
Yep.
And I don't know if he does this to keep the guys fresh. Like I feel like this is every year, so it's not a... It's not a person thing. It must
this
be a system
his strategy.
Thing.
Yeah. This is just what he does, and this is what he's planning for. You know, I will say this. I did not expect that game out of the Dallas Cowboys last night.
I didn't either. I lost money on the Redskins.
Greg Olson, do I play him?
Or why are you hurt, Lisa Ann? Continue to expound on the Cowboys.
I'm worried about my team. All right, go ahead with your little issue.
You cannot play Greg Olson.
What's a straight skinny?
Go get Ed Dixon.
How much action did you get last week?
Well, not much.
Did you get a lot of action?
It cost me the game, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, do you want to bang your head against the wall again this Sunday? Wouldn't you rather just play another tight end?
Well, I've got Croft.
Go for it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Go for it.
Who are the Bengals playing?
I'll look. They're playing Pittsburgh.
How do the Steelers do against tight ends?
Yeah, it is a Monday night game.
It is.
I would play Croft over Olsen, too.
I guess I'm going to have
to. You just can't take a risk. Because
well, don't tell me what to do.
You just asked her what to do, and then she told you, and now you got mad at her.
I asked for the straight skinny. I didn't want to be told.
Telling you what to do.
Wow. And, Doug, you are a subman.
I'm not a subman.
I call you subman.
I'm not a subman.
I think you're a subman.
Okay, knock it off.
That's going to be the new nickname.
Oh, let's see if it sticks. And it probably, unfortunately, will.
Don't worry. It'll stick. I have quite a following. We can make this happen.
How about, I know you could, actually. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 4,500 on DraftKings this weekend. Are they worth it? That's the highest I've ever seen a defense cost.
You know what? I'd rather play the Chargers, who are going to be a little bit cheaper against Cleveland.
Yeah, they're 3,800 against Cleveland. I agree with you on that.
You know, and they've had some monster weeks this year. If you had them 3 weeks ago, they put up like 37 points.
Yeah, the Chargers really, but now they are finally up there at 3,800. The team that's kind of had, and I don't like to say it because I don't like to give away what I'm thinking, but the Saints defense has scored a hell of a lot of touchdowns this year.
I agree.
At home at 2,800. And the Panthers will turn the ball over. Newton's questionable going into the game. You know he's going to play. McCaffrey's questionable. You know he's going to play. But
I think that's a great play because you're saving $1,000 that you can put onto another player.
Yeah, and that's my reasoning for kind of liking the Saints defense this weekend. But, you have chalk plays there with the Jaguars and Chargers. It's just they're very expensive. Is there a player that would have a price tag on DraftKings in the threes or fours that would be in the 12 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Central time slot that you say, hey, here's your value play.
Maybe George Kittle, the tight end for San Fran.
Interesting. Going up against the Bears this
weekend. Yep, going up against the Bears. Decent defense, but, you know.
Doug, George Kittle, related
and
to Hub Kittle.
Atlanta,
I don't think so.
You know, this could be Kittle. An Austin Hooper kind of week. This could be, you know, I think Julio is going to be prepared to go back to the stat that he was in 2 weeks ago.
I know.
So I think, you know, it's sad to say, but it's not often that it's you get two big monster weeks like that. No,
I mean, I have Julio Jones, and I have a feeling, Doug, I'm not going to get in the playoffs because I have terrible matchups this weekend, and the gentleman I'm playing, I think it's Matt Whitner. He has great matchups, and the Southside Seaman, which of course is the best team in the league, will be on the outside looking
They're
in.
Not the best team,
and it's going to take some. It's going to take some buzz out of
They're
the playoffs.
A second division club. I'd be in first place. I'd be in first place. Oh, if yeah. not for a trade. Listen to this trade I made 2 weeks ago.
Okay, let's hear it.
It caught me in a weak moment where I wasn't really paying attention.
Calm down, Subman.
I traded Adam Thielen for Matt Forte. That's what I did.
What planet are you living on? You traded a player of today for a player of yesterday.
I know it. It's because I had Elliott. I had Elliott, and he's suspended. I needed a running back.
Oh, my God. That was irresponsible.
You can email me. You can text me. You can call me. Do not make decisions like this on your own, Subman. Obviously. Obviously, this is not. Adam Thielen has been. Couldn't you have just clicked on both of their names on the app and read their stats
season? I knew what I was getting. That's why I'm so frustrated with myself.
And you're saying that you could be in second place in another league?
I was tied for first in this league until I made that trade. It cost me the last two games.
Oh, wow. You're on a downward spiral.
Okay, knock it off. I'm going to go ahead and suspend Lisa Ann. I just don't like her attitude today.
You asked her.
I just don't like her tude.
How do you guys suspend me? This would be great.
Well, I am suspending you. I'm suspending you a period of 2 days' time, and your name, even as we
speak,
he's
writing it down, Lisa. Going
now, do I get homeschool suspension, or do I have to sit in the office?
Because
when I was in high school, my principal realized that I liked being suspended because I was home alone. So he would make me sit in this little closet in his office instead.
And I feel like, I don't know what the statute of limitations is, but I feel like he gets some money out of that deal now.
Yeah. I'd like you to sit in the office in the closet in your home.
Okay.
For the next 2 days' time, and I'm writing this down on our Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule. You're saying, wait, you don't have an ink pen. I do have an ink pen. It came to me from Wright Business Products, and they will brand all of your office supplies.
Yep. So
Lisa Ann, yes, you have indeed been suspended. I have been disappointed in you in the past, absolutely, on many occasions, never to this extent.
I'm sorry, not sorry.
Okay. Hey, Lisa, what does a weekend for you in Los Angeles look like? Do you go out, do you have a bunch of friends, and you go out looking for dudes, or do you just hang out at home? What's going on?
I'm actually super lame. I live for the fact that by Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., no one is at the gym. So I get my longest workout of the week Saturday afternoon. Saturday morning, one of the things I could not wait to do when I was on the road all those years was just do chores on Saturday morning like normal people do. Hose off my patios, tidy up the house, do my laundry, hit the market. I do all of that. Then I do a nice long workout followed by a massage. Then I come home and I just watch movies, TV, whatever.
Do you have a gentleman lover, even if it's not a boyfriend, that you call and say, yeah, come on over and let's Roger?
Yeah,
you can summon someone. That wouldn't be great to be able to summon someone.
You got a power washer for the sidewalk? I love to use a power washer.
Oh, I just had our building power washed. You know, the power of me being part of the HOA.
That's right.
Yeah. We had the building power washed, and the neighbors are ecstatic.
Yeah, isn't that
a lot of good things done here.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. Yeah, I mean, you can clean cement right off, and moss on the side of your house.
But I'm very laid back on the weekends. I try to hang in because it's football season. I enjoy just watching the games all day on Sunday, so that means I have to get up really early Sunday morning to go to the gym because games here start at 10 a.m.
Is the Hitachi magic wand as busy as a little beaver?
What?
You know, I'd summon someone. Yeah. I mean, it's there. It's there for me. But it's like, if I don't get a text back, then yeah.
Who wouldn't text you back?
That's true. That's, you know, and you can always send a mass text.
Do you ever have a hankering for a little lesbian activity on a weekend and summon someone?
You never know.
I feel like that's a no, and you're humoring me by saying you never know. That's my read.
I would rather do that either at a hotel or on vacation.
You don't want to soil the sanctity of your home with sapphic play?
No, girls sometimes don't want to leave.
Ooh, yeah, that
would be bad. You guys notice that with girls. You can't tell me in your single days that you don't remember the girl that it was Saturday morning. You're like, all right, I'd like to get about my day. And this girl's like, so do you want to go to breakfast?
Yeah, I guess that's kind of right.
Do you want to do this together today? You want to go walk around the promenade? And you're like, no, we're done. I wanted you to leave last night.
Wow.
Guys will leave.
That's why lesbianism, Doug, has some limited downside. It's limited.
It does. And that's the U-Haul thing scares me. Yeah, I'm afraid to bring them into my house that they might not leave, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, that'd be bad. Well, you always have the power washer.
You always have the power washer.
Lisa Ann, we enjoy the hell out of it every week. I'm glad that you now know Doug is Subman and also have scolded him for. I didn't know about that trade. What the hell are you doing?
She paid a steep price.
That trade was really like you took a season from 5 years ago and this season and you just did a mashup.
You know what? I was at work and I was busy and I saw it and I said, oh, hell, I don't really even care anyway. What the? Give me Forte, sure. I don't know why I did it. I've never made a trade
was
like that.
Was it the KMOV League or our league?
It's our league.
Really?
Who did
Charlie.
This is amazing. Oh. It's your league.
I won the league for him. He'll win the league now.
He took you for a fool.
He did.
Lisa Ann enjoyed it. Thank you, sister.
You guys, great. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Don't tell us what to do.
There she is, Lisa Ann.
Man, she really had an attitude.
From Los Angeles. I mean, you asked her the questions, and then you didn't like the answers.
But she snapped at me a time or two.
Could you tell the audience about STL Tax Lawyer? You won't need to be claiming any taxes on fantasy football winnings after the Forte trade. Oh, Charlie has to laugh at you now. Oh, he thinks you're a mark.
I knew right at when I did it. I said, what am I just doing?
I wonder if there's some collusion with you and Charlie. I might look into this.
Boy, you would think with that trade, that was the worst trade I've ever made. That's why I generally don't make any trades at all. Just leave me alone. This is my team. If I need another player, I'll get a free agent. I'm not trading anybody because I always feel like somebody's got information that I don't have, so I'm not making the trade. You know what else I'm not doing? I'm not going to run afoul of the IRS.
Nice.
And if I do, it'll be Mark Milton who will get me out of trouble, who will make things right. If you're currently sideways with the IRS, you need to know the name. You need to know the name of attorney Mark Milton. You have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night or during the day. If you're facing tax liens, bank levies, wage garnishments, any of this horrible stuff, Mark Milton is the guy you need to know. He is a former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney. Yes, he's got a website. Patience, I'll get to it. Here's the website now, stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton and stltaxlawyer.com. What do? Well, they provide a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. So don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on TV and the radio. If you have an IRS problem, the guy, what's his name? Mark Milton.
Right.
What's his website? stltaxlawyer.com. Nice. That's who you need to call. He can take care of everything for you. Okay. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision, should not be based solely on advertising.
I know we have a million things to get to, but I have to. This Tennessee thing.
It's unbelievable.
Did you see what while Lisa Ann was on with us?
Yes.
What's happened?
John Curry, the athletic director, was prepared to hire Mike Leach.
Oh.
But university officials would not allow him to do so. Philip Fulmer has been sabotaging the search process and hopes to become the Tennessee athletic director. Brett McMurphy reports, another source, Tennessee's own people have been ambushing John Curry's coaching search. They shoot themselves in the foot, cock the gun, and then shoot themselves in the other foot. It's been going on for a week.
Ambushing for what reason? Who do they want to have the job?
I have no idea.
Phil Fulmer wants to come back?
I would have thought they'd be thrilled with Mike Leach.
So would I. And it's like, okay, we got a guy who's sort of a name brand.
He's
okay,
a name brand.
Done.
He hasn't really been that successful.
Better than some of the other guys.
But certainly better than the other guys. Yeah. And when he took over Washington State, they were a 2-win program, and then he got him to 9 wins this year. And he's certainly, like you said, a brand name and an entertaining personality. So I don't know what the hell.
And what does Phil Fulmer have
Phil
to do?
Phil Fulmer, I thought he was like, you know, he's on a ranch somewhere.
No, he's apparently like an advisor to the athletic director at like East Tennessee or something. I guess he still has ties at Tennessee, but holy moly.
So Curry has been fired is what I'm reading. But then some people say Curry hasn't been fired.
All right, so it's one of the two.
Okay. Time for the Burley Calorie Cuts of the Week.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut.
One, if I had a bucket list, one of the things I've always wanted to do was actually win an AVN award. Just win
you
an
AVN. You want to be the winner.
Yes, win an AVN award.
You're not in that business.
No, but I have an idea that I could get into the business one time only.
Doing what?
And I guarantee you, with my idea, we would clean up at the AVNs.
Well, are you going to be the actor?
I would be the director, and I would write the script. And the idea is that I want to...
Starting to sound creepy?
Cut to...
You guys are obviously very entertaining and obviously have built a tremendous audience. I'm afraid I'm not in that audience. And I apologize for that, but I'm just not with it. You know, and I love Doug Vaughn, and the cat is a terrific guy. And, of course, you and your dad have been friends for a long, long time. And I'm glad to see it doing so well. I really am. It amazes me.
Cut three.
Well, I think it's a reasonable question to say, oh, a new restaurant's coming. Where?
Well, you're not
going to. What do you mean, where?
You're not.
We were lucky to have burgers in my day. What a ridiculous question.
No. And again, you misstate the facts.
Doug, it'll be on Euclid at West Pine per the 314.
Somebody can tell you, yeah, I live at 12085 Manchester. You must know exactly where that is,
he
right?
He just told you West Pine.
I know where all the street addresses are.
He just told you Euclid
and West
Pine.
I've got every street address in St. Louis memorized. You give me the street address on Euclid, I can tell you exactly where it is. You blowhard.
Cut. I'll leave it at the 4.
Hi. Turkey, huh? I was told that Uncle Darnell bakes the best turkey on Thanksgiving this side of the Merrimack River. I'll have 2 loin shanks and pack it tight with extra boy seed.
No.
Oh, you don't think this bird is that good, boy? You don't think this poultry is moist enough for you, you minuscule piece of human trash? Let's pop this bird into Aunt Flossie's bathroom, fire up the bidet, and let's brine this hoe in a pool of hairy brown snakes and asparagus,
okay,
bro.
Okay, that's enough!
Cut. 5. And also, it helped me, I couldn't climax.
Oh. Really?
That was the worst part of it. I took Lexapro, couldn't climax. Took Adderall, couldn't climax. Stopped taking it, I have 2 children.
How about that, Doug? Mm.
Cut. 6.
The dressing rooms are basically like some curtain that wouldn't even shut all the way. Mm. So you would purposely wait for a good-looking girl to go in one.
What?
You would get a pair of pants and go in the one across from her.
Really?
Iggy. You could basically just watch her dress.
Here come the emails.
Come on.
Iggy.
Now.
Here come the text.
Iggy, why?
That's voyeurism. They did it on purpose. They wanted you to watch. That's why they only shut the curtain like halfway.
Cut. 7.
The foot thing. How do you view that?
I don't know. I don't know that I do view it. But I mean, it's just it's something that just happened, and whatever.
Jennings Sr. talking about Jennings Jr. and FFF, Doug.
Right.
A dream scenario.
Something that just happened.
God, there's so much stuff going on. I could do another hour right now. Doug, would you like to do another?
Well, I won't
Frank
be able
is here.
To.
Frank is here.
Craig Mish just tweeted, smarter people than me are saying for Sabian, Evans, and Bochy to go to L.A., the deal must be near done. It makes sense. I just am not hearing that was the end result of last night yet, parentheses, we'll keep on it.
That was my thought, too. If they're getting together to talk face-to-face, that sounds serious to me.
But here's an important part, and I agree with that, but I don't think it means it's done, especially considering before this report was even made, Derek Gould's story in the Post-Dispatch and on STLtoday.com was citing what took place with the Red Sox and Diamondbacks and 2 kids, as they were known at the time, Theo Epstein being one of them, meeting with Curt Schilling to get that final piece of the puzzle for the Red Sox, what became World Championship run in 2004, and that the Cardinals were going to hope to get that same opportunity to recruit Stanton. And he reported that, I think, on Tuesday. So this sounds like this is all part of the process that at least the Cardinals and Giants are going to be meeting with Stanton's representation for some kind of recruiting pitch.
And perhaps another team. We don't know. But it doesn't seem like great news for the Cardinals, but who knows what the process is.
Elysium Restoration and Design is who finished my basement. But let me make this clear. As much as we love the basement, they don't just do basements. They do all kinds of things. As a matter of fact, they do bathrooms, additions, kitchens, and, of course, basements. Elysium does quality work and has a track record of completing jobs on time and on budget. They work effectively with any budget from basic remodels to your dream project. And so many of our listeners are getting their basements finished by Elysium, as they should. It's unreal how much we love that. Anna Marie's down there decorating the basement for Christmas.
Oh, with what? Garland and the like?
Yes.
Was it?
Actually, it was garland and the like. We love it. And as I was telling Ryan from Elysium on Tuesday night, the client appreciation party, I said, you know, I just was like, carpet, drywall, TV, couch, I'd be happy. What they have done is they've created a second home. They can do that for you. Go to erdstl.com. Erdstl.com. Time for Hot Shots Email. That's what happens when we're so effing late.
Okay.
God bless America.
It's Doug's fault.
No, it's my fault because I went too long with Lisa Ann, but I really wanted to see what she thinks about Tori Black and Tegan Wrestling.
We heard that.
Guys, Plops here. And this is where we have a heads-up battle between Plops and Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Oh, yeah, this is just the one-on-one battle.
Right here. We're going to start with that. Guys, Plops here. Well, I thought Season 11 of Email of the Day was wrapped up. I was ready to recharge the batteries, pack for my trip to Emailers Row in Minneapolis, and, you know, just kind of keep the audience yearning for more. While you are all in holiday mode, I'm actually quite busy. Then this happens, and I'm not talking about this playoff. I'm talking about Tim injuring his shoulder. Now, if I know Iggy like I think I know Iggy, I can assure you he's been trying to find a way for the last 2 hours to rub Tim's shoulder without it seeming super creepy and forced. This is what he's saying to himself in his head right now, and it says, please have Iggy read. So, Doug, I'm going to hand the email to Iggy, and you have to read the final paragraph, sir. The final stanza or paragraph?
It looks like a
we
lengthy
have performance
paragraph.
Art here. All right, let's see it. Yeah.
These bastards can call me a murderer if they want. Well, we'll see who's laughing after I murder Tim's discomfort with these hands. You jerks can call me a strangler all day long. You're just so jealous because I'm finna strangle Tim's soreness. When I'm done, he'll say, wow, thanks, Iggy, you're the best. God, I love Tim. Tim with the nice hair. Maybe I'll go with that new age cupping technique. Mm. Shoot, I don't have any cups, though. I could just put a dollop of pureed peaches right above his bicep and just suck on the spot
for
30 minutes. That should work.
Huh.
Well, we got to get blood circulating to the shoulder or we're all going down. Hmm. Shoot, did I delete Jim Neighbors from my text yet? Gosh, I bet he would suck at a shoulder with those big old Mayberry lips.
Okay.
Thanks, Misty Plops.
Doug, it's Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
His submission.
Assistant program director.
Something new with the Tennessee coaching search, by the way. Chancellor Beverly Davenport will hold the news conference at 4 today.
Okay.
Got another new situation there.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see what winds up happening.
Do you know Bev?
No, I don't.
This is from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech to counter Misty Plops for November's championship. Want to be the only guy living among experienced older gals? Come down to the Villages retirement community. At the Villages, we waived our minimum age requirement. Now you can be a 23-year-old frolicking with blue-haired beauties. Do you get a tingly feeling when you watch the Golden Girls and Estelle Getty calls Bea Arthur Pussycat? The Villages is for you. Do you like taking naked selfies with cranberry muffins? So does Madge in 16C. It won't take much to get her posing and revealing lingerie that's yellowed with age. Ah. That hit me. That line hit me.
It did.
Holding a strategically placed loaf of banana bread, you won't have to do anything but teach her how to work the camera. Reserve your space today and get a complimentary issue of Playboy's Girls of the AARP, plus a Depends undergarment signed by that Minnesota My Pillow guy with the dyed mustache and the giant crucifix. God.
That's a funny call-in.
Remember our slogan at the Villages, when you're tired of chasing hoes, snuggle up with Ruth and Rose. P.S. Gee, I hope I win. Daddy could use a new Teflon fry pan. Fingers crossed. Doug, that's Bill Pullman's Independence Day
Bill
speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
For November.
Are we voting on that now?
Yes. Plops or Pullman?
I tell you, both were really good. I think Pullman edged him at the end. I really do.
I enjoyed Plops, but I think Pullman was better.
My vote is rendered meaningless. Plops has been defeated by Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. Wow, wow, wow.
He got hot.
He did at the right time,
really
too.
Really came on strong.
I apologize to Plops. That was a terrible read on my part. That probably did it.
Well, he'll get over it.
And I only have time for one additional, but I think it'll be worth it. Morn. I saw on Yelp that your shoestring fries have the best yield in Jefferson County. I'll take two orders, please.
Oh, no.
And bring me a side of steak fries just to mix things up, boy. Hold on a second. He's ordering two orders of shoestring fries and then steak fries?
Just to mix things up.
Oh, my. These fries don't have much salt on them, boy. Will you be a naughty, submissive boy whore and fetch me some seasonings for my fries? Let's take it to the family bathroom, rip off that Sansa belt, and just flat out season these potatoes with the white... Nope. Nope.
All right, that's enough.
Tunnels 12,000. Tunnels included a picture.
12,000. I don't need to see the picture.
That's what we have for the Hot Shots email of the day. And I guess that means Tunnels has won the first.
We read one. Oh,
he didn't win. Time. It's 9:59.
All right, Tunnels wins.
Time for us to shut it down for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.